Our pregame coverage continues here from Five County Stadium as we get set for Game 5 between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. I'm now joined by outfielder Tavian Josenberger. And Tavian, good game for you yesterday. Drove in 5 runs and a good win for the team, winning 7-1. But overall, first week or so of pro ball action, how's it gone for you?
Yeah, going well so far. Started off a little slow yesterday. Saw the ball a little better and felt more comfortable in the box. Hopefully we can keep that going.
What are some of the early things you're noticing from college ball, which you just played at Arkansas, to here at the single-A level?
Yeah, I would just say the talent all over the field. I feel like it's pretty complete talent in all 9 spots and all 9 spots in order as well. So I'd say that's the biggest difference so far.
Overall, what's this experience been like for you the last month or so, getting drafted by the Orioles, signing your contract, getting down to Florida, and now ending up here playing your first single-A series?
Yeah, it's been really cool. Dream come true so far. This is a step of where I want to be in the future, and have a lot of work to do to get there. So,
now, at the moment, you're sharing the outfield with a lot of talented players. Enrique Bradfield Jr., who was the first-round selection for Baltimore, played against him last year in the SEC. Also, Matthew Etzel has shown a great ability out there. But it seems like the speed you guys have and just the natural ability just makes it for a very exciting trio out there at the moment.
100%. I mean, all three of us are really athletic and can really run. So I think it makes a super dynamic outfield and very versatile as well.
I was talking to Matthew Etzel a few days about this, and he said that he's almost lining up defensively a little bit differently as, you know, he's starting to learn the tendencies, the range of some of you guys, and maybe playing in a different spot in terms of closer to the line maybe than he normally would because of the speed you guys cover out there. Is that something you've maybe felt a little bit in your outfield start so far?
Yeah, 100%. Maybe just being able to play less in the gaps because, you know, the guys to your left and right can cover just as much ground or even more than you can. So I feel like that's definitely a confidence booster when you're out in the outfield, knowing that not a lot of balls are going to be dropped out there.
We're talking with outfielder Tavian Josenberger. I want to go back to your college days. Last year you played at Arkansas. You won that year there with a very good program in Division I college baseball, but started at Kansas. But overall, that transfer process for you, what did you feel like you got more or the most out of playing in Arkansas last year, maybe compared to your first two at Kansas?
I would just say that playing in SEC-type competition, just facing SEC arms day in and day out. I mean, I feel like it really progressed me and really got me set up well for coming into pro ball and competing in the box. So.
Defense is a big part of your calling card. You actually started out as an infielder mostly with Kansas, a second baseman for the most part, now moving to the outfield last year and SEC all-defensive team. So what's that transition been like for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I played center field my freshman year at Kansas and then moved back into the infield. I feel like my speed makes up for a bad read or two that I may have, but I'm still improving out there and still getting better every day.
Is there a spot you prefer? Is outfield kind of the place you're starting to call home a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say outfield's place I'd call home right now. I feel like if I still got an infield, I could pick it a little bit with a little work, but I'd say outfield is where I'm most comfortable right now.
Tavian, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tavian Josenberger, Shorebirds outfielder. We'll take a break and come back with Lambs after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.